Minister, there's a major wind farm just above my hometown in Buncrana, and recently I drove up the hill and I observed that half of the turbines were actually turned off. And when I made inquiries as to why that was the case, apparently the electricity infrastructure just isn't there to take the power from these wind turbines. Absolutely extraordinary. These wind turbines are there a very long time. And you just have to say, what the hell is going on? Apparently a significant percentage of the wind turbines that are dotted all across Donegal don't actually feed in to the grid. This is just crazy, absolutely crazy. And then there's a direct link between this failure to plan properly in terms of infrastructure and in terms of what people pay. I mean, people are being crippled here. You know this. Have you talked to homeowners? If you talk to small businesses, they've been absolutely crippled with electricity costs. And we know that wind energy plays a critical role in reducing those costs. So it's really important that the amendments that Sinn Féin have put in terms of this legislation are taken on board by government. We need full accountability here. We need a direct link between investment from the state into the ESB infrastructure and reducing costs for homeowners. People are being fleeced here. We used to have the cheapest electricity in Europe when we owned our own infrastructure and our own company that charged the bills. We handed it over and we wrecked the model that we had. But worse, we have put wind turbines all across the country that are not actually feeding into the grid. We're not getting the full benefit of them to reduce costs. So this has to be real, this investment, with real accountability and a real plan this time.